بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are looking at what does it mean to say that I belong to Allah. Inna lillah. I told you yesterday that one first part of it is to understand that everything I have, including my life itself, which is me and everything I have, belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to me. I hold it in trust, and therefore I must use it responsibly. What is the meaning of responsible? Meaning I must use it only as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes me to use it. And second thing is that I should be extremely, extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gives me. Let us look at another aspect of this, which is that how do I look at something which is painful? Now, for example, if you have some kind of ailment, some problem, some disease, some ailment, may Allah keep you always healthy, inshallah. But if you have some kind of ailment, I have this lower back pain. Yeah, so my back gives me trouble. If I stand for a long time or sit for a long time, then I have pain. It's a kind of constant pain and so on and so forth. Anyway. Now, how must you look at that? Because if everything belongs to you, then this pain all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this pain also came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, لَا رَافِعُ الْأَضَارَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no nafa and no, there is no dharar, there is no benefit, there is no harm except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pain comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the set of ayat before this one, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He said He will give ibtilaat, He will test. And one of the ways He will test is through pain. Now, if I say I belong to Allah, everything I have belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the ni'mat of Allah, all the good things He gave me, I thank Him. What must I do with the pain? Let me tell you a story. There was a famous king from Ghazni, which was part of Afghanistan. His name was Mahmud. And he was called Mahmud Ghaznavi. Now, Mahmud Ghaznavi had a slave, and his slave's name was Ayaz. Now, Ayaz was a slave of Mahmud. He used to be a fisherman. He was captured by somebody and he was sold in the market. Eventually, he landed up in the king's palace, and he became, Mahmud's slave. But Ayaz was also a very highly learned man. He was very intelligent, very wise, and he became over time Mahmud's closest confidant and closest friend. So he was a slave, but he was, in terms of his status, he was higher than the prime minister, because he was a friend of the king. He was the closest companion of the king. He was with Mahmud 24/7. Constantly he would be with him. The story goes that one day it was hot, and Mahmud was sitting on the terrace on the top of his palace, and he was eating cucumbers. You know, in those countries, cucumbers and watermelons, these are the two things that come into season in the hot season, and it's very pleasant if you cool them and then you cut them and just eat them, maybe with a little bit of salt sometimes just like that. So there was nobody there, just Mahmud and Ayaz. And Ayaz was sitting at the feet of Mahmud. Mahmud was sitting on a chair. And Mahmud had a cucumber in his hand, and he was cutting pieces of it, slicing off slices of it with his knife. And he and Ayaz were in this very animated conversation about something. And as they were talking, Mahmud would make, he would sort of slice his cucumber and give the piece to Ayaz. So piece by piece, Mahmud kept on slicing this cucumber and kept on giving it to Ayaz. And Ayaz kept on eating that. Until there was only one slice left, the last piece, which Mahmud decided to eat. So Mahmud put it in his mouth and he bit it. And I don't know, those of you who know, cucumbers sometimes can be extremely bitter. I mean, it's like poison. If you eat it, you almost vomit. It's so bad. Now, the moment Mahmud put this thing in his mouth and he bit it, he spat it out. He threw it, he spat it out, he threw the other piece which was in his hand because it was extremely bitter. And then he turned to Ayaz and he said, "For God's sake, I've been giving you piece after piece and you kept eating it. You didn't say anything. You did not complain. You didn't say anything. You didn't even, there wasn't even an expression of dislike on your face. Why didn't you tell me this thing is so bitter? Why did you eat it?" Ayaz said to him, he said, my Lord, my Master, I have so many good things from you. You have given me so much of good. What is this one bitter piece of cucumber? How does it matter to me? You want me to complain about this? One piece of cucumber? One time you are giving me something bitter? You have given me so much of good. Now when I heard this story, I thought to myself, Subhanallah, Allah has given me so much and you want me to complain about some back pain? Think about this. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna lillah, I belong to Allah. So I belong to Allah, everything I have is Allah's, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me blessing after blessing after blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I'm speaking about myself, I want you to think about yourself. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to be born in a house of good people, a house of honorable people, a house of people who had a good name, they gave me that good name. I was born with good lineage. I was brought up with lot of love and affection. I went to a very good school. I had very good teachers. And throughout my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me blessing after blessing after blessing. And then sometime for something, you know, one day I have a cold, one day I have something, one day I get chikungunya, one day I got whatever. Now if I complain, then what does that mean? It means that I am not conscious of the whole thing. You know, in cricket you have this concept of batting average. You know, you say, who is the best cricketer? Nobody will say the best cricketer is the one who never gets out, because everybody gets out. The best cricketer is the one who has the best batting average. So my point is, if you look at the batting average aspect of this, if I look at all the blessings I have, and I look at the difficulty I get, what is that difficulty worth? So Alhamdulillah, the way to look at it is the way that Ayaz looked at Mahmud. He says to Mahmud, he said, I did not complain because I was more conscious of who was giving me this cucumber than of what the cucumber tasted like. Right? He said, I was more conscious of who was giving me the cucumber. And imagine this. Yes, the cucumber is tasting bad, but how many people in the world can say that the king sliced a piece of cucumber with his own hand and gave it to me? What is that honor worth? So when that king is giving me this cucumber, when the king has sliced this cucumber and given it to me, what is that honor worth? Do you want me then to complain about the fact that the cucumber doesn't taste nice? Who cares about what the cucumber tastes like? Because I'm so caught up with the fact of who gave it to me. I said, Subhanallah. What does it mean, he gave it to me? It means that he thought of me. It means that he considered me worthy of his attention. It means that he took the trouble to give me this thing. Now, in the case of the king didn't know what he was giving him. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course Allah knows. If he has given you an ailment, he knows he's giving you an ailment. But what else is he giving you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a thorn pricks the foot of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him for it. In another place, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person is feels a sudden fear and then realizes that fear was not worth, was not real, Allah will reward him and give him reward just because he felt that fear, because he's a believer. Like, for example, you know, if you put your wallet in a pocket that you don't normally put it in, and then when you want the wallet, you reach for the pocket where your wallet normally is and you find the pocket is empty and you say, oh my God, what happened to my, where's my wallet? Did I lose it? So there is this momentary fear, and then of course you pat yourself on all the pockets and you find that the wallet now is in your top pocket instead of being in your back pocket, and alhamdulillah, all is well. Just that anxiety you felt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded you for it. Any pain you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you, and Allah accepts dua at that time. Yeah, I remember my mother, may Allah give her Jannatul Firdaus. Any time, for example, if I was nailing something and I hit my thumb with the hammer, or any kind of pain, any quick pain, and if I, ouch, my mother would say, dua karo, dua karo. She would say, make dua, make dua, make dua. Yeah? She would say, dua karo, make dua. Because Allah accepts duas at that time. I keep telling people, when you, if you want to bring up children, this is the way to bring up children. Not sit there and give them on dars of hadith of, you know, saying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this and this is what will happen to you. That, do it, of course, nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying that constantly, the application of that in your life, in every little thing, show that. So therefore, when I look at what Allah has given me, the blessings that Allah gave me, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I have any pain, if I have any loss, if I have anything, I also know that that also Allah gave me. And when I look at that, I say to myself that I'm so conscious that this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the pain disappears. The pain is not painful anymore because my Rabb gave it to me. How can something that my beloved gives to me, how can that be unpleasant? By definition, it cannot be unpleasant. Because of who it is coming from. It's not the thing in itself. It's who is it coming from. That is something which makes it, by definition, pleasant. Even though, in effect, it is a pain. This is the thing to keep thinking about when we are faced with difficulties and so on and so forth. And this is the reason why those who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never complain. They never complain. When my father in his last days, you know, he was almost immobile. Last 2 months, of course, he was in a coma, but before that also. And he had a lot of pain in his back. He couldn't walk except for a few feet at a time. He had to sit down. But any time you asked him, Papa, how are you feeling? He was, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. To the extent, why, he was himself a physician. But, you know, I used to have doctors to come and see him. When the doctor came and asked him, and he said, Dr. Sahab, Tabiat kaisi, how are you feeling? He would say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes we would tell him, Alhamdulillah, this is right, but I mean, tell the doctor, I mean, if you have a pain, tell him, you know, that there is a pain. But my father was so busy thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, even to give his symptoms to the doctor, he didn't do it. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question, that I belong to Allah, Inna Lillah. You know what? How beautiful is that? So therefore, second part of this is to say that even the pain I get, I am so conscious of who is giving it to me that I don't complain about it, because the honor of getting it from Rabbul Arshil Kareem, that he gave me, this is something which is which overwhelms and completely covers the fact that this pain came to me and this pain is painful. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين.